are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we woke up this morning hearing that George W. Bush, 67 years old, had a cardiac stent placed just from a routine EKG. Well, I don't want to say routine EKG, but a routine physical, found that he had a blocked artery. He got that fixed. And while he was getting that fixed, I guess any issues with the economy were still being blamed on him, right? Everyone's still blaming Bush, isn't he? But no, he was too busy getting heart surgery to have had any effect on the economy over the last couple days. Anyway, he had a stent placed, so we'll talk about stent placements. We'll talk to you all who had issues with hearts and how just something routine was found. And bravo to the doctor. This is exactly what I've been telling y'all to do. Okay, then we have a man who apparently owns a firework company, and he decides to strap one of the fireworks onto his dog and blow up the dog. It's actually a bomb, even more than a firework. So let's talk about what his punishment should be. Then there's, blood pressure medicine class. I hate these stories. Hate these stories where there's a blood pressure medicine class that may raise risk of breast cancer. Not too good. Then if your daughter was anorexic, she might have also been autistic at the same time. So we need to talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I tell you, what a weird day. So anyway, former President George W. Bush is in high spirits after heart surgery. Some of you say, well, it's not really heart surgery if it's only a stent put in. Technically, it would still be called heart surgery. Because if it's not called heart surgery, doctors wouldn't get paid for it. See, you'd be using a surgery code. It's a procedure code, right? Many of you guys get an EOB, right? You go in, you have a skin tag taken off, or you have an abscess drained, and the EOB comes back saying surgery, and you're like, surgery? They didn't do any surgery on me. And you're like, well, no, it was, so technically they're going to call it a surgery, having a stent placed. So apparently he had a routine physical exam on Monday. Doctors determined that he had a blockage in an artery. Now, was it really his prostate check that they figured this out, or was it his routine cardiac check? Okay, that I don't really know. Okay, my hopes are he's been listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and he realized, well, wait a second, if I'm going to get a routine check, not only does it include the prostate, but it includes having a good cardiac exam by my cardiologist who I see once a year. I mean, think about it. If you were president of the United States, that already counts as a risk factor for heart disease. I mean, look at Obama, how much he's aged. You see how gray he is? He looks like he's been putting on some miles. Okay, if you become president of this country, you're going to be putting on some miles and most likely wearing and tearing the heart. So I wouldn't be surprised. So I think a routine physical should include the heart, seeing the heart doctor. So at the recommendation of his doctors, President Bush agreed to have a stent placed to open the blockage. I'm not sure if he wore underwear. I'm sure they let him wear underwear. That would stink. If you were president or ex-president, you got to get naked. That would be pretty tough. That's why I'm not running for president. Many of you go, Dahlia, you could run against Hillary Clinton. No, because I don't want to be naked. I think the president has to at some point be naked. And I don't like being naked. I mean, even when I take a shower, I like wearing a bathing suit. I just don't like being naked. Well, honeymoon, I wasn't, but just don't tell anybody. Okay, so the procedure was at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. I know some of you are like, wait a second. All right, what if, like Ronald Reagan, his doctors were Democrats? That luckily the doctors, they still liked him. I mean, how could you not like Ronald Reagan? Even if you were a Democrat, you couldn't not. Even Democrats say, look, Ronald Reagan was a stud. So my guess is he was lucky because he was in Texas at the time, in Dallas. All right. He is pretty active. Apparently he hosted an annual 100 kilometer mountain bike ride for wounded troops. That happened in Maine near Waco, Texas. He's scheduled to host a golf tournament. He's a pretty healthy guy. He keeps himself in pretty good shape, just like his father. I mean, his father, considering, I'm not sure if the father is going through any early dementia or not, but, I mean, you know, he keeps himself in good shape. So it shows you, just because you're in good shape or just because you were a president doesn't mean you're gonna not block your arteries. Remember, George Bush is a Texan. Now, if I lived in Texas, it would be all about the barbecue. It would be all about the steak. It'd be all about the baked beans. So for those of you, that was a sound effect. Okay? Mine are usually longer than that. Now, so for those of you going, you know what? I do marathons. I ride my bike. I Kegel. I'm a Texan. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I mean, you could be from Florida. You could still have a clogged artery. So let's talk about what these stents are, why the stents are so great, why he is very, very lucky that Obamacare had it kicked in. I know some of you said, wait a second. Today's Tuesday. This was found on Monday, and in 24 hours, he got to have the stent done. My guess is he saw the doctor a while back. They said, look, we got to get this. Let's schedule it. He said, well, I want to do it when you guys are fresh, so let's do it on a Monday. Well, we could do it for you on a Sunday. No, just in case you guys are hungover, let's do it Monday morning, 8 a.m. So that's my guess what happened, okay? But anyway, so a stent, it's brilliant. Okay, a stent is brilliant. I know we're coming up on break, so I'll probably have to talk about that. But when you have a clogged artery, these suckers prop the artery open. All right, so it's something we could do to bypass surgery, right? In the olden days, we would just cut the artery out, stick another artery in there. Some of you guys have to do that because you've really screwed up your arteries, right? But these suckers prop it open. I mean, and you could go home that day. Okay, so let's come back. All right, now for those of you that have had a stent, okay, and want to align yourself with George Bush today, right, feel like he's one of your brothers, call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Voice exercises. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I know many of you are listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and thank you for doing it. Don listens to the Dr. Dahlia Show because he is my right-hand man. Thank you, Don, for working the dials, and thank you, Genesis Communication Network, for making the show happen. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I gotta apologize. It's been 3 days since my last poop. I know some of you, it's been 3 days since your last drink. It's been 3 days since my last poop. I don't know when to take the stool softener because whenever you're constipated and you take a stool softener, right, you want to know when it's going to kick in. And usually, if you've only been constipated for a day or two, I could guess it would kick in 12 hours. Here's the problem. I haven't pooped in 3 days. So does that mean it's not going to kick in for 36 hours, 12 times 3? And if that's the case, it could possibly kick in when I'm at work. So I'm just going to ride this out and hope that something dislodges. I don't know. But if I don't sound so good today, it's because I'm constipated. Now, some of you are listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show and you're going, well, sorry. I don't know where I was going with that, but I'm very honest. I just don't feel good. I'm crampy. It's kind of hard. I've just blocked up. The breaks aren't long enough. Maybe we could do that. Maybe what we'll do is in the second hour, we'll extend the break just long enough. Because the problem is I can't pinch it and run back to the mic. Okay? I'm going to need ample time. See, now I see why being a part of a union may actually be advantageous. See, when you do radio, most people in radio, I don't think, are union. So then you don't get the union break. Look for the union label. You don't get the union break. So my breaks, if you guys want to know, my breaks, I get a 5-minute break, a 4-minute break, a 5-minute break, and a 4-minute break. No, you can't put all those breaks together. You got to pinch it, run back to the mic. That is maybe something I'll do. What I'll do is there is a porta potty I could use. And I could just sit on the porta potty. I mean, you guys really won't hear it. I mean, I'm already making farting sounds every time I talk about beans. So maybe we'll do that. I'll just sit on the porta potty because I really got to take a stool softener. This is ridiculous. I have a TV interview coming up, and my tummy is completely bloated. I got to flatten the sucker out. Okay, now what are we talking about? 1-877-DOC-DALY, cardiac stents. Okay, so when we discover, as in George Bush's case, okay, that you don't raise taxes, right? Right? Okay, no. All right. When we discover, something went right. Okay, you know, during 2004, 2005, something went right with the economy back then. Just don't raise taxes, tax breaks. All right. So George Bush, in all his wisdom, okay, went to the doctor, and he found out that he had a clogged artery. All right. So the doctors found a good job for the doctors. They decided to go, and the guy's active, very active. I don't care how active you are. You can still be walking around with a clogged artery. So he goes and he gets a stent. Now, how these stents work is an artery that's starting to either collapse or the artery that's really plaqued up. You could either try to clean out the plaque and then all the pieces go all over the place and possibly give you a stroke. You could just cut that bad artery out and replace it with another artery or bypass the blood flow, hence a bypass, right? Or you could put in a stent. Now, stents are getting more and more common these days. Many of you guys listening to me have a stent. What if you called up? You got like 4 stents. One of my truckers out there, you got 4 stents, right? You're working on a full house. A royal flush of stents, 4 stents, okay? So what they do is through angioplasty, they could do a percutaneous coronary intervention. And that's what it is, percutaneous, okay, coronary into the heart intervention. They intervene. Now, the stents are used depending on the type of what the blockage is and where it is. Now, you don't have to always use a stent, okay? There are other types of things that they could do, which is the stents are more common. Now, if you want to get a real nice synopsis, Fox News in their health section does a great little synopsis on this, okay? You could, before you do a stent, do something called balloon angioplasty. Now, balloon angioplasty is where you go into the artery, okay, and you use something that's a balloon. Now, you're able to blow up the balloon from a port outside. You could push, you know, like a catheter, right? The catheter gets put into your bladder, and then what they do is they take a syringe of air, blow it up so that it stays in the bladder neck so it doesn't fall out. A balloon angioplasty kind of similar, where they could then balloon and open it up and then keep that area open, all right? Then it helps restore blood flow, et cetera. All right, but sometimes the balloon catheter doesn't work. Sometimes it could injure the lining, etc. So then they're going to put a stent. Now, the stent could sometimes restenose. They call this restenosing, or it could re-narrow. And if it starts to re-narrow, then, yeah, usually we'll do another angioplasty. Okay? Now, some of you are saying, wait a second. Okay, I had a lettuce operation. No, you never had a lettuce operation. It's a cabbage, okay? Get it straight. And mind you, if you ate cabbage in the beginning, you might not have needed heart operations. I know, I can't stand cabbage. Yeah, my mom's like, we're having corned beef and cabbage tonight. That cabbage would stink up the whole, oh, cauliflower. When she would cook cauliflower, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Can't do it. Anyway, so stenosis can also occur even if you do have the bypass graft. Okay? What they do is they reroute or they bypass blood around the clogged arteries. It improves the supply of the blood, oxygen to the heart, but it could stenose also. See, once you're screwed, you're screwed. You guys get that? Once you start clogging the arteries, you're pretty screwed. So we could try to keep you open and keep you alive, and sometimes we could do that successfully. But try not to even get there in the first place. Now, some of you are going, okay, well, Dahlia, thank you. You told us about cabbage. It's about the stents. That's fine. That's wonderful. Okay, you're making money for the cardiologist today. But how do I know if I even need one? Well, you may not know. You may have no idea that you're clogging, okay? Some of you could undergo the same fate, unfortunately, as my father, who never knew he had a heart problem until he died, okay? After he died, everybody realized he had a heart problem because he had a heart attack, all right? Some of us, though, are lucky. We get warning signs. We get chest pain. Maybe we have some trouble breathing. Maybe our neck hurts, our back hurts, our arm hurts. Now, both arms, stop it with this left arm pain. It could also be right arm. I can't tell you how many times people say, I got right shoulder pain, I got arm pain in both sides, but because it includes my right, I'm in the clear. No, you're not in the clear. You could still be having cardiac issues, even if your right side hurts. By the way, some of you have never gone to the doctor. You could have a rare condition called dextrocardia. No, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dextrocardia. You guys know what dextrocardia is? No, Dr. Dahlia, please tell us. You're so wise. Dextrocardia. Thank you. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We need some real people telling me I'm wise here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Dextrocardia is where the heart is on the right, shifts to the right. Okay? Well, actually, dextrocardia is that sinus and vertus is where all your body is flipped. Your appendix is on the left. That's some cool stuff. I mean, if you guys ever ask, you know, look, you know, this stuff bores me. Do you medical students get bored? Yeah, when I was in medical school, well, we got bored. I mean, there was ways for us to entertain each other in the back of the class. We got bored, trust me, okay? But the coolest lecture was on the situs inversus, where stuff on the left side of your body would be on the right, okay? So somebody coming in with left-sided abdominal pain, I would be like, well, it could still be your appendix. And they're like, what are you talking about? The appendix on the right. I go, I don't know if your body parts are all shifted. Now, it's very easy to tell if somebody is a dextrocardiac patient or a situs inversus patient. Number one is you use something called a physical exam. Okay? We don't need to have fancy MRIs to figure this out. You could listen and see where the heart is. If the heartbeat is stronger on the left than the right, then most likely the heart is on the left. See, you don't have to do any fancy expensive tests. You know, EKG would do that too. Okay? All right. But we did in training have a dextrocardiac patient where the heart was on the right. Totally screwed me up because I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's muffled heart sounds. He has pericarditis. We need to tap his heart right now. Give me a we're going to do a pericardiocentesis stat. Give me the needle. And the doctor's like, no, medical student Dahlia, get the hell out of here, please. His heart's on the right side. Okay, or it's not on the right, but it just kind of leans to the right. Your heart is in the center, but it leans to the right. You know how you guys have a testicle that kind of droops? Same thing with the heart. The left ventricle, the way the heart is situated on the axis, is more prominent, leans to the left. That's why. Okay, so you could have it flipped where the it's flipped to the right side. See? All right. Another way you could also do this is you could do a chest x-ray. Now, you could pretty much see the stomach bubble versus the liver on a chest x-ray. Stomach bubble usually on the left, liver on the right, diaphragm's a little elevated on the right. So if the heart is leaning on the right, away from the stomach bubble, again, situs inversus, it just screws you all up. I would just say get a CAT scan because that would really mess you up. But you could probably figure that out also. Usually, situs inversus we diagnose and the nurse screwed up and flipped the right and the left marker. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A Washington State man was arrested over the weekend after he allegedly killed his dog by attaching a bomb to it and then detonating it. This is being reported by RawStory.com. Skamania County Undersheriff David Cox told KPTV that deputies responded to reports of an explosion at around 3:45 a.m. I don't want to cry doing this story. And found remains of the dog scattered around the property. Oh, this is why when the Bible said eye for an eye, they weren't kidding. Investigators determined that 45-year-old Christopher Dillingham had strapped an explosive device to the dog and blew it up, killing the animal. The sheriff said the death was instantaneous. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the Metro Area's Bomb Squad assisted in the investigation. He's been charged with second-degree malicious mischief, reckless endangerment, and possession of an explosive device. He declined to give a motive for the crime. Dillingham was expected to appear in Skamania County Superior Court Monday afternoon. I heard he owned a firework shop. What kind of a sick duck would do something like this? I mean, I know some of you go, Dr. Dahlia, you really don't have faith in humanity. How with this? This is crazy. I mean, this is why I tell you, you know, when I was in medical school and they said 1 in 3 people have a mental illness. A pretty severe one. Okay. Not talking about insomnia or a little bit of anxiety, depression, or funk. We're talking 1 in 3 people really have something that is not, what's a politically correct term for saying this? Something that needs to be seriously looked at. Okay? All right? This guy, from what we understand, owns a fireworks shop. I'm trying to see where, I mean, he said he used black powder contained inside fireworks to create a bomb that killed the dog. Court documents say he also fed the dog treats in order to distract it long enough for him to go behind a wall and detonate the bomb. Why? Now, okay. I know some of you are very concerned that I've had some issues with a couple of my animals. Okay, we got 2 dogs and 3 cats. One animal loves to go poo-poo. Okay, has options. I mean, a plethora of options on where to go poo-poo, but they like to go poo-poo on the nice soft carpet, which, by the way, isn't really soft anymore. After you've stained it enough with excrement, it kind of gets hard and crispy, right? But unfortunately, we have too much square footage of carpet. Then we have a male cat who decides to go pee-pee house. And this cat just, I guess, loves, you know, finding any of my dresses or outfits or lingerie drawers to go pee-pee in. Now, I may get inflamed, okay? I may yell at them. I may even call them some choice words, okay? I would, though, never, ever consider harming them, okay? You don't, you can't really punish a cat. They don't care. What are you supposed to do, take away their little mouse toy? Okay, they find something else to play with, all right? So what could this dog have possibly done to make this guy want to kill it? You know, I mean, even if he couldn't afford to take care of the dog, then drop the dog off at the vet. You know, when the recession hit, I was talking to the vet about, are they, you know, getting a lot of abandoned animals? And, you know, the vet was like, thank God they're at least dropping them off with them as opposed to just dumping them on the side of the road. I don't understand that. For those of you that can't afford to take your pet, you don't dump the dog or the cat on the side of a highway. 2 of our rescue animals were found on a highway. Now, some of you will say, well, they went up the on-ramp. I don't. Usually the on-ramps aren't that close to the houses. All right? What are you guys thinking? If you don't want the animal, you could drop them off at the pet. Or at a pet store, you could drop them off at a vet. You know, maybe a non-kill shelter. Okay, there's other things you could do. But for the love of the Lord, you don't strap a bomb to the animal and blow it up. Somebody like that is sick. Now, what's not going to shock me is if this guy has absolutely no history. Okay? Because people say whenever somebody kills or goes on a spree, right, or decides to do something horrific like what happened on Venice Beach, okay, I believe a town hall meeting, somebody came in and started shooting people up. 3 people died in the news today. We got to cover that story too. I people will say, okay, well, you see, this could have been stopped because he acted up when he was in the second grade. Or his wife left him because she said he had an angry streak. Okay, well, how many people you know, if you just stop, okay, just stop right now what you're doing. I mean, drive, of course, if you're driving, pay attention. Just stop what you're doing and think. Is there anybody you think has a screw loose? All right, if you stopped and thought about it for a moment, you probably wouldn't want to leave your car. You'd probably be like, oh, crap. So what? I mean, we can't call the police on everybody we know. I mean, people have screw looses. People have, I have patients. I'm like, are you sure you don't want to go and see a psychiatrist? I mean, you know, you're getting mad over something that so what? Your husband said that, you know, calm down. It's not that big a deal. I mean, we have fights all the time with our family, right? It sounds like the most irrational fights out there. We have fights with the family. Somebody on the outside will go, that's crazy. But you and the family, you think it's really, relevant and pertinent. Okay? But you just never know when somebody is going to snap, which is why I keep telling you, assume somebody's going to snap until proven otherwise. The most normal little old lady on the block, okay? Who knows? You could have a handgun in a purse and go crazy. Who knows? Who knows? And if you assume that the average person go crazy, then you'll be prepared. Now, I don't know what this dog could have done. I don't know what you could have done with this. I don't know. I mean, just as a reminder, you got people out there that have no problem strapping a bomb to their dog, and blowing them up. And this is the society we live in. And it's a shame. It is a shame. All right. Also a shame. I don't understand this. It's 2013. Well, apparently a bus driver saw a gay couple in Portland, Oregon hold hands, and he forced them to sit in the back of the bus. Ron McCoy and Christopher Bauer said they were shocked at the alleged homophobic abuse when they were subjected to during a trip to Albuquerque. They were on a shuttle bus at Sunport Airport, okay? I guess they had come to the city's annual Pride Festival on June 27th. They were ordered to take their places in the back of the bus. They said he looked down at his hands and he looked angry. He just blurted out at me, said, okay, if you're going to do that, you're going to the back of the bus. This is 2013, for crying out loud, people. Really, you don't send people to the back of the bus. I don't know. The couple did. They moved down. And then they decided to confront the driver when they reached their destination. And he simply replied, I'll show you what's appalling, before pointing at them. The couple filed a complaint with the American Civil Liberty Union and are now considering legal action. I don't know. The driver has not been fired, but from what we understand, his conduct is being investigated. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got the TSA. Planning to expand their duties beyond the airport. And some more pretty good scoop that you guys are going to want to hear. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I cannot stand these studies that come out saying a medicine that many of you might have been taking just regularly could up your risk for cancer. I hate that. Well, they say that there's a type of blood pressure medication class that has been out for years. One of my favorite, the calcium channel blockers. Many of you have seen it, Norvasc, Cardizem, Tyvek, etc. They say women who have been taking these medications to treat high blood pressure for more than 10 years were 2.5 times more likely to have breast cancer compared with women who did not use blood pressure medication or those who used other types. You see why I hate this? I can't stand it. I can't, because what the hell are we supposed to do? Okay? What if this is just scaring us without probable cause? I mean, you know, what if, okay, maybe there's a risk, maybe there's none. What the hell are you supposed to do if you've been taking them for 10 years? Norvasc was one of my favorite medications that I wrote. A lot of us wrote. I think Norvasc was Pfizer, one of the Pfizer drugs, when the whole Z-Pak, Zithromax, Viagra, Zoloft came out. Norvasc was one of them. Phenomenal drug. Worked really well. Wouldn't give people a cough. Wouldn't drop people's heart rates too low. Wouldn't drop people's blood pressure too low. It was nice. Could give you some swelling. We talked about how the medicine works. Could give you some swelling, but still, one of my favorite medications. So, according to study researcher Dr. Christopher Lee, an epidemiologist and breast cancer researcher at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, he says, while the results are intriguing, I'm intrigued, we really need to wait until we see confirmatory studies before we make any kind of recommendations. People should absolutely not stop taking their medication. I agree with that. Now, what they did is they looked at 1,900 women with breast cancer, as well as 850 women with no cancer who served as the control group. The researchers didn't find a link between an increased breast cancer risk and other types of high blood pressure medications, like your water pills, like your hydrochlorothiazides, your diuretics, or your beta blockers, like your toprol, atenolol, labetalol, etc., propanolol. This study was published, for those of you that want to head to the newsstand, the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. Now, medications like these hypertensives medications are used pretty frequently. We got about 678 million prescriptions filled, right? Just in 2010 alone, 98 million of those were for calcium channel blockers. They're a lot more safe. They say this is not the first time, though, they've seen calcium channel blockers and breast cancer risk. Now, I want to say stop and hold the phone, okay? Think about it. If breast cancer is on the rise because of our baby boomers and because of our screening, and blood pressure medicine use is on the rise because of baby boomers aging, right? Okay, this could still be coincidental. Now, I know they studied separating out the other blood pressure medications, okay? But I think they need to do that a little closer. Now, calcium channel blockers, if you look at all the different types of blood pressure medicines, you got the diuretics, you got the beta blockers, you got the selective alpha beta blockers, you got the potassium sparing diuretics, you got the ACE inhibitors, you got the ARBs, you got the combo calcium channel blockers with the ARBs, all right, these combo meds. I mean, if 98 million of that 678 million, so if we're looking at about a seventh, okay, that's a pretty damn high amount, okay, of that particular prescription. That's a very heavily weighted amount of people using those types of prescriptions, because with Norvasc, you don't really have a lot of side effects except for the leg swelling. So if a person could tolerate the Norvasc, they do pretty well on it. And they're cheap. It's cheap. One of the most common blood pressure medications out there is the Lotrel. Many of you are on the amlodipine-benazepril combo. I love that medicine. Love it. Because many people with high blood pressure need to be on 2, 3, 4 medications. I can't stand that. I can't stand it. But, you know, getting people's blood pressure in control as they age is tough. I mean, it takes a real tough cookie. I mean, I work up a sweat writing out these prescriptions. I really do. And so Lotrel combines two of my favorite medications for blood pressure. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're all about the pharmaceuticals. No, look, if hypnotherapy worked, I dig that. Do the hypnotherapy. But when you come to me with a blood pressure of 210 over 120, okay, I can't hypnotize you. I don't know how to do that. I'm an MD. I got to write the meds. I don't know how to do it. Okay? So take this story with a grain of salt. Okay. All right. You not getting your blood pressure down because you don't tolerate another medicine or you can't afford another medicine, etc., is far worse than a possible risk of breast cancer. Okay? Stroke, heart disease, you don't want to go there. So my recommendation is if you have been on, because I mean, this hit the headlines. So for medical headlines, this is, you're going to hear about it today and you're going to freak out going, Doc, I'm on calcium channel blockers. What the hell's going on? What do I do? Well, you do what you're supposed to be doing. Get your mammograms done. Now, men are going, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, you said men have breast tissue. So what about men and breast cancer? They didn't study that in this. Okay? Breast cancer is still rare in men, but men get it. I don't think I would panic. If the Norvasc is keeping your blood pressure down, men are usually, you know, a big behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease or stroke. So I would say, no, just stick with what you're doing for now. Check your pecs. Right? Very easy to palpate the pecs. I tell you guys how to do a breast exam, right? I taught you guys. And you gals. You guys know how to examine your breasts? I know. See, I got to do this on video, huh? All right. I'll teach you guys how to do it. I just don't know how much of the... I don't want to get fired. Hard to do it with your clothes on. But remember, start under the arm. You got breast tissue under the arm, both men and women. Okay, guys, just call it, like I said, call it something muscular. Okay, just say, checking my underarm. You know, I want to smell my sweat. Okay, you can make it sound manly. Okay, check under the arms. Then you start going towards the, in a circular motion, it's easy. Some of you want to zigzag. Some of you want a trapezoid or rhomboided. But I would say the circular motion is the best. With your fingers, just kind of go around in a mini circle, around the circle. Just get to know your tissue. If you need to do the piano style, you know, where your fingers are just going, la, 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 fine. I don't care. Just make sure you know your tissue. All right? So if you do feel a lump, or something a little grainy, or like a stone, or like a kernel, or something, then you can go and get it checked out. Okay? Because basically, it's anything that feels weird. Let's say some of the skin starts to tense. Let's say your nipple starts to invert. Some of you guys have inverted nipples. Got to get that stuff checked out. Now, some of you will say, I got man boobs. What do? I got man boobs. All right, well, you don't have to call them man boobs. Okay? We like to call it gynecomastia. All right? Extra breast tissue. I have a lot of gynecomastia, double D worth of gynecomastia, okay? So you could call it gynecomastia, that's fine, right? We could do a mammogram. Guys get mammograms, you know. We could do an ultrasound. So there are things we could do, but if you do have, quote-unquote, man boobs, don't be embarrassed about it, okay? A lot of guys do. It's fine, all right? But you got breast tissue, and maybe more breast tissue than you think. Got to get it checked out, okay? Very smart to do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'll review again the different types of blood pressure medications. One of you had asked me about a month ago, and I wrote you back, what do I think is the safest blood pressure medicine out there? And I've already given you guys the lectures on the different type of blood pressure medicines, and I'll do it again because some of you are new to the show. I've been on air for 4.5 years. I don't know where the hell you've been for 4.5 years, but you're new to the show. Fine. Welcome. All right, gosh, you late risers, really. Quit being slackers. You should be listening a lot sooner than this. But the safest medicine depends on why your blood pressure exists. What I think is unsafe is for people to randomly be assigned a blood pressure medicine based on the race. Well, whites do better with this medicine, blacks do better with this medicine, Hispanics do better with this medicine, so I'm just going to throw you on this medicine. No. Okay, it all depends on why your blood pressure is high. Is it a heart rate issue because of your caffeinated drinks? Is it a water overload issue? Is it an ACE, angiotensin renin system issue? Is it a stiffening of the artery issue? So as long as the medicine is appropriately prescribed, these things could be safe. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about signs of stroke, odd signs of stroke. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.